Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, July 9th, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 6, verse 3 and 4, as far as we've gone. Or are you ignorant? Don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus, the baptism of the Spirit, have been baptized into his death, retroactive positional truth. Therefore, we have been buried together with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by means of baptism, the baptism of the Spirit, into death, for the purpose that just as Christ was raised out from the dead ones, for the purpose that, Hina, introducing a purpose clause, the purpose is to set us free from slavery to the sin nature as the ruler of human life, set us free from Satan as the ruler of this world. The purpose is to give us the spiritual freedom through current positional truth, identification with Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session, union with Christ. The purpose is to have the spiritual freedom in union with Christ to live in newness of life. And that newness of life is the unique spiritual life of the church age, living it by the grace and power of God, by the power of the filling of the Spirit and the power of the Word of God in your heart. And we noted the verb egeiro as a transitive verb. It means to wake up, to rouse somebody that's sleeping. As an intransitive verb, which is what we have, it means to be raised and is a verb for the resurrection. Here, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have a prepositional phrase, ek plus the genitive. Now, it looks like that in the Greek and in English. This takes me back to Dallas Theological Seminary. We had a preposition box. And ek looks like that. That's the preposition ek, out from. It means out from. And then the adjective nekros. N-E-K-R-O-S, nekros. And nekros means dead as an adjective. But here, the adjective is used substantively. That means it's used as a noun. And when it's used as a noun, it's in the plural, you translate it, the dead ones. The dead ones. And then we have dia plus the genitive again, and you're clued in on this one. Dia plus the genitive, instrumentality, you translate it by means of or through. the mechanics of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ are given. The mechanics of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, tes doxes tu patras. Now we have, there are two agents in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The omnipotence of God the Father and the omnipotence of God the Holy Spirit. Here the spotlight is on the omnipotence of God the Father. I mean, this is so cool. I know you want to see this in the Greek. Tes doxes tu patras. That's the genitive singular, and that's T, long E, genitive singular of the article. Here's the genitive of the noun. The noun is doxa. This is the genitive. Doxes, D-O-K-S, long E-S. This is the genitive also, T-O-U, and pater is the noun. The genitive is patras. P-A-T-R-O-S. Now, tes doxes tu patras. Doxa is glory. Literally, you translate it, the glory of the Father. The Father, first person of the Trinity, God the Father. The glory of the Father. Now, if you just translated it literally, you wouldn't even know what that is really saying. Well, the Greek lexicon, Arndt and Gingrich, on page 202, says that this phrase, tes doxes tu patras, the glory of the Father, refers to the omnipotence of God the Father. The omnipotence of the Father. That explains and clarifies this so fantastic, because what's being emphasized here is the power. The same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead. The omnipotence of the Father, the omnipotence of God the Holy Spirit. That is the power that has been given to the church age believer to walk in newness of life, to live the unique spiritual life of the church age. So this is very important. And I'm slow. I know I'm slow. I'm a plotter. And I plot along word by word. And I look up every word. And I take the time. And when I see something like this, it just goes, yes, yes. I even, well, no, I used to get down and do push-ups. I don't do that much anymore. Get down, I may never get up again. So this is the omnipotence of God the Father. Therefore, we have been buried together with Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by means of baptism of the Spirit, into death, retroactive positional truth, for the purpose that just as, hosper, just as Christ was resurrected, raised out from the dead ones, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, by means of, how was He resurrected from the dead ones? By means of the omnipotence of the Father, God the Father. So now that just as, remember we had that just as, that's really important. We started out with host bear. Host bear, just as. And then we have Houtos Kai. So, just as, and then we're going to have this, so also. This brings that power. Just as Christ was raised out from the dead ones, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as by me, what was the mechanic? By means of the omnipotence of the Father, God the Father. And then we have houtos kai, plus the nominative plural of personal pronoun ego, plus the aorist active subjunctive of peripateo, plus the prepositional phrase, and plus the dative singular, kainotes, with the genitive singular of zoe. Houtos kai. So when you have host bearer, and then houtos kai, you translate just as, so also. Just as Christ was raised out from the dead ones by means of the omnipotence of God the Father, so also we should walk in newness of life. We should live the unique spiritual life by that same power of God. The use of the personal pronoun ego. You don't have to use personal pronouns in the Greek. The subjects of all these are included in the verb. But when you add it, it's for emphasis. And the personal pronoun ego has been added for emphasis. We. Who is we? We, ain't we? The royal family of God. So ego is putting the spotlight on all of you. On the royal family of God. We are a new spiritual species. The Bible says we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And a new creation, a new spiritual species in union with Christ. We are royal family of God. And we have this great spiritual freedom. The spiritual life is a supernatural way of life that demands supernatural power for its execution. Now we can walk in newness of life. Now we can live the unique spiritual life of the church age, a supernatural way of life, by the power of the Spirit of God, the filling of the Spirit. And then we have peripateo. P-E-R-I-P-A-T-E long O. Peripateo. A couple of things. Literally, peripateo means to walk around. To walk around. That's the literal translation. Two, figuratively, point two, peripateo refers to the walk of life. The walk of life, and therefore you can even translate it to live. Conduct oneself. Three, the state in which one lives or ought to live is designated by the preposition en. The state in which one lives or ought to live is designated by the preposition en. For we, royal family of God, should live in newness of life. As a result of the baptism of the Spirit, both retroactive and current positional truth, we, every one of us, royal family of God, we should live in newness of life. As a result of the baptism of the Spirit, both retroactive and current positional truth. And then, kainotes zoes. K-A-I-N-O-T, long E-S, Z, long O, long E-S. Kainotes Zoes. Newness of life. Newness of life. All right. One. Newness of life means we're no longer in slavery. As an unbeliever, from physical birth to salvation, you were in slavery. You were slaves to the sin nature as the ruler of human life, slaves to Satan as the ruler of this world. You were living in slavery. That was from physical birth to salvation. Newness of life means we are no longer in slavery. Slaves to sin nature as the ruler of human life, slavery to Satan as the ruler of the world. Two. Newness of life means we now have spiritual freedom. Spiritual freedom. Positional freedom in union with Christ. Experiential freedom through the filling of the Spirit to live the unique spiritual life of the church age and glorify our Lord. Positional freedom in union with Christ. Experiential freedom to live by the filling of the Spirit, experiential freedom to live the spiritual life and glorify our Lord. Three, newness of life means that through retroactive and current positional truth, we are divorced from the sin nature and now we're married to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're divorced from the sin nature, and now we're married to the Lord Jesus Christ. This illustration will be Romans chapter 7. Romans 7 will illustrate Romans 6 and do so through marriage. At physical birth, we are married. The unbeliever is the wife. The old sin nature is the first husband. The marriage counselor is the Mosaic law. But at salvation, the wife is the believer. The husband is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the marriage counselor is God the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 7. Romans 7 is going to illustrate everything that's been taught in Romans 6, but put it in terms of marriage. That'll probably bring some people out of the woodwork. There are always people interested in... As soon as I mention something about marriage, oh, well, we're going to have divorce and marriage. And divorce in the scriptures is equivalent to being dead to that person. So we'll see that. That's all coming up in Romans 7. So newness of life means that through retroactive and current positional truth, we are divorced from the sin nature and married to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we as believers have a new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, a new authority. He's the authority. Four. The baptism of the Spirit and union with Christ means the Lord Jesus Christ is our authority. He is the new husband. He is the head. While we're here on earth, Jesus Christ is the head and we are his body. In heaven, we are the bride of Christ. So the baptism of the Spirit in union with Christ means now the Lord Jesus Christ is our authority. He is our new husband. He is the head. We are his body. And that means newness of life. That means newness of life. Five. God takes away the old through retroactive positional truth. And he substitutes the new through current positional truth. God takes away the old through retroactive positional truth, identification with Christ in his death and burial, and substitutes the new through current positional truth, identification with Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of the Father. Six, current positional truth is identification with Christ as he is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Current positional truth is identification with Christ as he is seated at the right hand of God the Father. The moment of salvation, moment of faith in Christ, God the Holy Spirit takes you by the nape of the neck and puts you in union with Jesus Christ. Seven, retroactive positional truth breaks the power of the sin nature. Retroactive positional truth breaks the power of the sin nature, but current positional truth provides the potentiality of newness of life. Everything has been provided for you so that you can live in newness of life, so that you can live this unique spiritual life by the grace and power of God. And when you live this new spiritual life by the grace and power of God, it's the best of the best. You have a soul full of where Jesus Christ has made himself at home in your heart. You have virtue, virtue love. You have personal love for the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all. You have occupation with Jesus Christ. And that motivational virtue, personal love for God, motivates you in having virtue and honor to all mankind. Virtue and honor to all mankind. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And when that, you see, personal love for God and occupation with Christ, that's invisible. That's invisible. That's going on in here. That's going on in your soul. And how do you develop that personal love for and God and occupation with Christ? We have been given two royal commissions. The first royal commission, we are commissioned as a royal priest. A royal priest. You represent yourself before God. You're a royal priest. In that royal priesthood, you consistently and faithfully, you find a sound Bible teaching church, consistently and faithfully assemble and under the filling of the Spirit and learn and believe the Word of God. And you get metabolized doctrine in your heart. Now, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. This is invisible to mankind. Mankind, I can't look in your heart and see that you have personal love for God. That's invisible. I can't look in your heart and see occupation with Christ. But God does. And God is constantly examining your heart, every one of you. Every one of you sitting here. God is examining your heart every day. Every day, every day. Man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. This is invisible. Personal love for God and occupation with Christ is invisible. Now, you have not only been commissioned a royal priest, you have been commissioned a royal ambassador. And that invisible personal love for God motivates impersonal love for all And one of the greatest illustrations of that is that you represent Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And that is visible. You represent Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. You're being commissioned a royal priest to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, to develop personal love for God and occupation with Christ. That's invisible. But when that is there, that motivates impersonal love for all. And that, then you fulfill your royal ambassadorship representing Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And that is visible. That is visible. That is visible to man. That is visible to angels. Now, what was the last point I gave you? Seven? Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I want you to get these things. Eight. The royal family of God is superior to all other believers of all time by virtue of the baptism of the Spirit and union with Jesus Christ. The royal family of God, church-age saints, are superior to all other believers of all time by virtue of the baptism of the Spirit and union with Jesus Christ. Nine. Current positional truth provides the basis for being a new creation in Christ and having a new life. The unique spiritual life. Current positional truth provides the basis for being a new creation in Christ and having a new life, the unique spiritual life, so you can walk in newness of life. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Second Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, how do you get in Christ? The baptism of the Spirit. Current positional truth. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, current positional truth, at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. Current positional truth provides the basis for being a new creation in Christ and having a new life, unique spiritual life, so that you can walk and live in newness of life. 10. This newness of life, this unique spiritual life, is a supernatural life and demands supernatural power for its execution. This newness of life, this unique spiritual life, is a supernatural life and demands supernatural power for its execution. Eleven, that supernatural power is the power of the Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:18. Keep on being filled or empowered by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. Walk, live your life by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. And by the power of the Word of God in your heart, grow up in the grace, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this verse says, therefore, we have been buried together with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, by means of baptism, the baptism of the Spirit, into death, retroactive positional truth, for the purpose that just as Christ was raised out from the dead ones, resurrection of Christ, by means of the omnipotence of the Father, God the Father, so also we, royal family of God, might live in newness of life. Well, I hope you all enjoy the rest of your time on planet Earth living in newness of life. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.